This paper, After the Moral Panic, Reframing the Debate About Child Safety Online, is available, as I said, through the EBSCO portal on your GTCS login. It talks about there being this this conflict between children who are technologically competent or digitally literate and parents who are less so or less confident or knowledgeable about internet and internet-enabled devices. This means that children and young people are more confident to go online and use online services, and this upsets the traditional model where we see adults being the experts and leaders on most things in life. So, you know, adults know more about cooking, so they guide children's experience of food and then food prep and cooking as well. And this is the traditional model of adults being more knowledgeable and experienced and being able to pass that on and guide or affect that for children and young people. This upset narrative, this flipped approach where children are more confident and that they are accessing an adult-owned, created or designed space, which is the internet. The article identifies as being a potential source of endless concerns with which news media, particularly print, might attract and retain their readers. So the article states that right from the off, that especially the print media have seen this potential upset of the balance between children and adults' lives as a great source for stories to sell papers. And it says you can actually trace it all the way back to, in particular, some Carol Vorderman articles that were done just at the turn of the century, which had phrases like, your child is just three clicks away from a paedophile. So when news articles like this, designed to sell papers and clicks nowadays, that has driven a sort of a frenzy amongst adults about their concern about what's happening for children and young people online, and a sort of panic around this rather than a considered approach or strategy to it. The paper states that ironically it's a public debate in which children have a little or no opportunity to participate. There are certainly groups that do engage with children and young people in that, but it's perhaps not the loudest voices or not officially recognised or acted upon. It goes back to suggest that upset model of adult-child relations was identified in a review by the Department for Children, Schools and Families in 2008 and seen that conflict between different generations and understanding of technology is a major cause of the problems around internet safety and internet safety education. It asks the question about if we draw the parallel between family roles, adult roles in online and offline spaces. So when it comes to road safety, there's a step-by-step approach. There's messaging, clear messaging. Adults have experience and knowledge around roads and road safety and pass this on to children, where the adult is in charge and they're leading that learning. And it asks, what does that look like for the internet? You know, how can we support adults to be more confident, more knowledgeable, and how to break down internet use step by step so we can introduce children, young people to it slowly and carefully in a controlled manner, just like we do with roads. It has a great quote from Stephen Fry, who suggests that the internet is more like a city than anything else, with places in cities that you don't want to go down, such as dark alleys. So you probably don't want to go down those dark alleys. You don't want your children to do so, but we do slowly begin to introduce our children to cities and allow them to go to cities with increasing or large urban spaces with increasing independence. Eventually, we do have to let go of their hand and let them go to cities and large spaces. You know, go on holidays as adults. We do educate them and guide them towards that as best we can, and we need to think about the internet like that. It also points out that high levels of surveillance and monitoring of children's activities actually constitutes an invasion of privacy, and that has potentially significant implications for child safety in the long run. If we are constantly monitoring and surveilling their lives, then children are more likely to be secretive and hide what they do. They won't discuss and share their behaviours because there's always a worry of the being caught and then having a consequence to that. So it actually is a less effective approach to surveil children. And we need to try and support adults to get past this this conflict where they feel that they're not in control, they don't have the power, and to understand that that's okay sometimes. We haven't get rid of every road in the country because it's a potential harm to children. We haven't blocked or barricaded them. Some roads do have fences where they need to. They may have a wee fence towards crossings, for example. We've got crossings, pedestrian crossings, to support people crossing the road more safely. And that's what we need. That's what this report, this paper argues. We need more of that for the internet rather than just trying to ban or reduce access or constrict what they're able to do online. At the end of the paper, there is an author summary. Just to conclude this recording as well, it talks about children being able to take their places as citizens of the internet, which they already do in most cases, but we need to empower them to be those citizens, to be safe, smart, and kind online. And we need a new model of the internet that understands that it is a public space with debate, critique, and conflicting opinions and different values. And that we can't eliminate these. We can't get rid of people with different values or people who are offensive or nasty. They're always going to be there, but we need to support our children and young people to become adults who are able to manage that, who have the resilience to be online and to take it as it comes, the good and the bad, unfortunately. And rather than and try to always fight this rear guard action, always putting out fires to try and get back to a place where adults are in charge, we need to support children, young people, to be able to share their voice in this. So they need to be involved in this. We need to show them how to share their voice, how to take part in the school, and setting up school rules, policies, for example, behaviour expectations, because at the moment we're currently telling children what to do and we're not really considering their needs. We're trying to force upon them our worries and concerns and telling children that that is their needs. And this paper argues that we do need to take a different approach to that.